After a fatal shooting that left two Honolulu police officers dead last month, state lawmakers want to tighten gun laws and expand the ability of police to commit people to mental health treatment. A group of legislators announced 18 proposed laws to make changes like requiring a review of mental health records before issuing a firearm permit, making it illegal to possess a gun while drunk, and restricting the sale of ammunition. The group also announced they intend to expand the capacity of the state's inpatient mental health system. Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard has emerged as a forceful advocate for expanding the involuntary commitment of individuals following the killing of her officers.
We cannot ask them to make decisions for themselves. When we're saying that they're mentally ill, if you have a broken leg, you would make sure that that person got medical treatment. These people who are mentally ill have broken minds. They need to get the medical treatment, whether it rises to the level of involuntary commitment or if we just need to get them the help that they need.
House Judiciary Committee Chair Chris Lee said the proposals would seek to balance civil rights with the needs of law enforcement. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.